think I had this on scan. This is 0TR.
Hey, Tom. I put some new finals on this radio today, and I was able to hit the Bear Wallow Mountain repeater on 50 watts. And I'm exercising it right now just to make sure it's going to hold up. It's outputting 50 watts. This is the one that would start off at 4 watts. And by the time you get to your 10th word, it'd be down to a quarter of a watt. How's it sound?
Well, it just sounds excellent, Dave. That's neat. What kind of finals did that have in it?
There's a single PA. It's called, I got the old one right here, Toshiba S-Alpha Victor 17 Toshiba. And the other one, I don't know how much my dad used it, but it was worn out. It shot. Wouldn't go anymore. And you know what? When I took it off, the heat sink that it was attached to was dry as a bone. There was never any heat conductive material between the pad on the back and the heat sink on the radio. So I wonder if it lasted as long as it did.
Top of the hill. I think he's got a pipe within a pipe or something. And years ago, they used to hit it quite often because people, you know how fast they go down this hill. And so he got tired of it. So he just takes it in every night and puts it out every day. I think that'd be a bit of a pain.
See that, I'd put it on. You remember those, how they used to stretch between two roller wheels some thread out there between two buildings? And you just put your clothes on the clothespin, and then you pull the bottom string, and the top string goes out, and you put the clothes on the clothesline, and you clip it on there, and you pull the bottom string, and the top string goes out. I do that that way. Have a pulley at each end and a rope in between. Have it on a pulley. And use a stepper motor that can count the quantity of turns that it makes to roll it out there. Now, I don't know. That's a way an engineer thinks.
Yes, and I had words for those engineers that build a lot of those machine tools. Well, the chicken light just went off in the chicken pen, so the girls have gone to sleep. And you're showing your age, Dave. You remember the ones, they look like, what's that antenna nowadays that they, that beam, and it looks like a spider web. A spider beam, I guess it is. You remember the clothesline things that people used to hang them on like that?
I do. I absolutely do. The round ones, there's straight ones, or rectangle-shaped ones, and then there's round ones that look like umbrellas, that, or a spider web. You're absolutely right. Yep. That was quite a while ago. It's just amazing to me how time goes by, and it just seems like yesterday.
It does. Back in Kansas, we had clothesline poles, and they were made out of pipe, and I think those pipes come out of a steam engine. So they lasted forever, and it was out of the boiler, I'm sure, because my dad was a railroader. And Bernice, she wasn't too wild about them because the yellow jackets like making nests in the end of them, and she's allergic to yellow jacket stings.
Because I've run into that too. That's the end. If you're cutting grass on a lawnmower, a riding lawnmower, and those things are too low, you won't see them. You get clotheslined. That's why they call that clothesline.
The average antenna would do that to you down here at the back of the property, and it's beyond the super loop down there. And so I took white tie wraps, and I put one looking up, one looking down on that single wire that goes down there, so that when I drive the riding lawnmower down there, I don't hang myself.
Yeah, well, yeah, I remember now. I remember you telling me now that you put a beverage antenna up, and that it's pretty long. Well, that's good. I was thinking about doing that too, but there's students that are on the track team. There's a track team of guys and a track team of girls, and you see them running. They run down my street, and then my neighbor's yard, they cut between the two houses, and then they go through the woods and over to the school, because the school, the Greenville Tech College, is over there. So that track team cuts through these woods all the time. I was thinking about running me a really long beverage out through there, but sure as I did, one of them cut through those woods would hang themselves on that thing.
This is NGRLTR before DGW. Well, Dave, N4IQ Bill is one of the smartest individuals I've ever known, and especially on wire antennas and ham radio stuff. And he runs quite a few there, beverage on the ground. Now, Bob, ND7J, says that 3 foot off the ground is optimum for the ones that aren't. Mine goes up a little higher than that because I don't want to accidentally shoot it in half down there at the other the property. Won't go into that. But the 3 foot is optimal, and then they have what they call a bog, and I'm sure you can Google it. And it's a beverage on the ground. Now, Bob says you need one about, 500 and some feet long. They'll tell you in there. It's a very simple thing to make. And all you need is a couple of ground rods, half a ground rod, actually, I think is what we put in. And then a 47-ohm resistor that has to be a certain composite, which is easily attainable. and a little bitty Ballon, a 9-to-1, I think. Yeah, I mean, it's got like 30-gauge wire going through it. But mine is pointing 034 degrees. You can make them bi-directional. But, oh man, Dave, especially on 40 meters, it makes all the difference in the world. It's like putting DSP on your radio, on your HF rig. Especially, well, it'll work on voice or CW, and I use it for CW, of course. But the longer one is better. But it has some effect on some of the upper bands, too, like 20 meters and that. And, you know, you get a harmonic in there, I'm sure. Mine's about, I think, what did we figure, Bernice? 235 feet? Somewhere in that region, Dave. And it's pointed up towards your old house.
I figured it would be pointed away from the back of your house and going down to the... So it's pointing east. And does it have a resistor on the end of it?
Yeah, there's a 47 ohm resistor in there. If I think of it, I'll try to get you the plans for it. I got them downstairs in the radio room, but yeah, it's going southwest to northeast, so it receives best from the northeast, and I can really tell it. But if I throw it on and it quietens the station, and you still got a good S reading, well, then you know that he's over towards Europe. And if not, you just don't use it. Whereas, I think Gary W4EEY, he has some kind of a setup where he can make his bi-directional, which would be easy for you with your knowledge. Bob also has a K9AY, but you're talking, I'm guessing, $800 or $900. And that's too much money. These, you can just take a piece of 14-gauge wire or go out and get some of that that 13-gauge silky from the Wire Man. And it's an insulated number 13 American wire gauge, copper clad steel. I just ran THHN like you buy down at Lowe's, Dave, and, 14 solid. But the first one I made out of electric fence wire, and then get you some plastic insulators from Tractor Supply, tack them on the tree, and you're good to go. Yes, it would. The noisier it gets, I'm told. About, oh, I don't know, 550, I think, is about what you would want for optimum, but there are people out there and tell you exactly. But I think about 550 feet. And then you can go on eBay and buy some RG6 flooded. And you would definitely want to get the flooded coax to feed to it, like from the garage, you know, the back of my house. I run down to the end of the property down there, which is about 100 yards, not quite, with that RG6. And then there, I have a little phenolic junction box there with that little Ballon in it, which, oh gosh, no bigger than a nickel, hardly. And then the 14-gauge wire runs up here to the northeast to another box. And I think that's where the terminating resistor's at, 47 ohm. I believe it's 1 watt, Dave. And I have one of those spare downstairs you could have if you need it. I can't remember what the composition of that resistor is, but I think they point out what it needs to be in the instructions for it. But that RG6 flooded is... great. Just come on by the house here and walk out there and take a look at it. I ran it right along the top of my neighbor's chain link fence and just tie wrapped it to it. One time I had a squirrel decide he wanted to chew into it, but that yuckum pucky that's inside of it's nasty. And so he didn't continue to chew through it. And I just put some Scotch 88 tape on it and coated it with that liquid electrical tape and what about my ways?
That coax you were talking about, have you ever dealt with LMR 400 Superflex? There's a ham radio operator that I worked with at Bank of America, back when I became a ham, he told me about that stuff, the LMR 400 Superflex. And I was at the Charlotte Ham Fest with him, and I got some of that for my 2-meter rig here at home. And I put that in, let's see, that was in 2007. And I haven't touched that, but it's 100 feet of it. It runs to my 17-foot collinear for 2 meters and 70 centimeters that's outside. That's up about 30 feet. And that stuff has been, it's so easy to work with. It is super flexible, and it's LMR 400. You know, normally LMR 400 is really hard to work with because it's stiff. This stuff is like dealing with a jump cord or something like that used for electrical wires. Have you ever had any dealings with that? 50 ohm.
This is in 0TR. No, but you need 75 ohm for the beverage. So that's why you wouldn't want to use that. But that's excellent stuff. I've looked at the velocity factors and that on that. And it's really, really good. They're proud of it, too, anymore, I'm sure. I bought a 500-foot roll of the equivalent of that from DX Engineering. And I don't like the dielectric that's around the conductor in it because I think it's too heat sensitive. I'd never buy it again. I'd buy the LMR 400. But for the beverage, you need 75 ohm regular old TV stuff, Dave, only you want flooded.
Some of that, too. Let's see, when I was down at the Greenwood Ham Fest and Steve up in South Dakota was down here with me, we went by Paul's house in 7NH7P, Paul. Yeah, he's down there in Greenwood area. And he had some of that 75 ohm stuff. And I tried it, and I didn't like it. It's stiff as can be, because it's made for burying it in the ground. And it's really hard to work with. I mean, it's a bear. You got to be strong to work with that stuff. But it lasts forever, too. And it is 75 ohm. I forget what the velocity factor is. I can't, it's like 0.66 or something like that comes to mind, but I don't know if that's it. But he was telling me with really long runs, like he had a 200-foot tower down there, and he used that. And some other combination. Anyway, he could talk Simplex to me from Greenwood to me here at my ham shack and Greer Simplex with his 200-foot tower and that 75-ohm coax. Anyway, my hand's on the radio with a little fan blowing on the back of it, as cool as it can be, and it's still pumping out 50 watts. PA is holding up.
We've not had a single glitch, Dave. It's full quieting. I can't hear what I assume is the little fan, just barely perceivable. I had a Kenwood back home in Kansas years ago, and it'd get real hot, and I put a bimetal little clicks on. I'm sure you know what they are, like they use for fan controls in heaters. And I just mounted it to the heat sink and then put a computer muffin fan on it. And that worked really well. It's kind of a clumsy looking thing, though.
What's that I've got blowing on it? It just plugged right into my 12-volt power supply. I use it to keep Raspberry Pis cool when I'm running that protein folding software because they'll get hot. They get hot as a firecracker. So I've got a few of those muffin fans like you talked about, and I just took one off the Raspberry Pi that's not doing any number crunching at the moment, so it doesn't need it, and I just brought it over here. And that's all it took, and it just cooled it right off. I mean, it was hot, too. Put your hand on it, you wouldn't leave your hand on it too long. But it does have that liquid heat conductor between the finals and the heat sink, so it is conducting really good. Anyway, Tom, good talking to you. Appreciate you spending time with me and helping me to exercise the new finals. So now I've got $26 in my dad's old radio. It didn't have a display on it at all. The battery had gone bad. One of the plug-ins, it's got a three-piece front display, and between two of those pieces, one of the plug-ins, when I pulled it apart, it pulled it right off the board, but it left all the traces intact, so I was able to solder it right back on the board. I did that, replaced the battery in it, did a full reset on it, learned how to program in six. So now I've got a display. The display looks beautiful, and there's not a glitch in it anywhere. And I've got 50 watts out, and the whole thing cost me $26. Not bad. And it's been running since, I believe, the 70s or 80s, when my dad got it. So, great Kenwood radio. But with finals that came, that took 2 weeks to get here from China. W4DJW.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. I'm surprised you're still able to find them. Isn't that amazing? Oh, those are China products, Dave, not China. As my old friend used to say up in Kansas. Well, that ICOM 208, I got it. As soon as you key to transmit, the fan comes on. I mean, it stays on. I got two of those, and I know you got one. And it's still kicking along real good. And the other thing is, be sure that RG6 is flooded. It's got that nasty, sticky, yuck-and-pucky in it. And I don't remember why. I guess it's because it's direct burial. I'm pretty sure it is, because that's probably what the cable companies use. And I don't like to get that stuff on me, but c'est la vie. If you're going to play, you got to, how they say it, you got to get off the porch. Anyway, Dave, Bernice is probably getting bored with us, aren't you, Mom?
Yeah.
She's getting bored with us. And she's pretty patient, Dave. Anyways, that's really a treat to know you got your dad's radio. It might even be crystal controlled. Who knows? My heart bled to have one of those in the old days from Heath Kit, but just didn't have the bucks back then. You take care, Dave. Great talking to you, and your radio's working good. W4DJW in 0TR73, Dave.
Down, I'll put up one of those beverage antennas. I just don't want to trip up any runners. And if I, like you said, if I put it up high, it's going to defeat the purpose. So I'll get by with what I get by with. I'm having a blast just working with VHF here lately with APRS and getting my Tiny Track 4 working again. And there's a whole bunch of different technology that I haven't touched in 5 or 6 years. Just getting it all warmed up and figuring out how it works again. Anyway, appreciate your patience, Bernice. You and Tom, be careful out there. N0TR, W4DJW.
Well, Dave, as I get out of the car, I give her the keys so she can get in the house. The beverage on the ground is laid on the ground. You do not have to put up in the air. And Bill in 4IQ says they work extremely well.
The radio said that's the way I would use it. That's the way I did it. I just opened my window and ran copper wire out across the front yard all the way to the road. And it was laying on the ground. And then I'd come back in and put my headset on, no batteries or anything, and I'd listen to Nashville.
Well, that wire's insulated out there. And I was amazed how good it was with just using electric fence wire. Bob was green back then, and him and Rusty and I think Gary come down and put this up for me, and I did some of it, and I've redone it with this other wire. But it's insulated wire, so I don't see why in the world you can't do that. And like I said, Bill would be the one to catch. He's on early of a morning a lot of times. But they call him a bog, beverage on the ground. Yeah, I think Bill done it because the varmints, you know, like me, I'd have to put the rest of the... If I had 250 feet onto this one, I'd have to put it on the ground because got too many coyotes and foxes and deer back there. They'd tear it down. Bob said take a wire nut every now and then, and then that way if they do walk through it, it can be repaired easily. But if it's on the ground, you could just leave it there. I don't think anybody'd ever notice it. I'll talk to you later, Dave. It's getting up towards net time. Good night. Yeah, before DJW in 0TR73.
Talk to you later, Tom. W4DJW.
GQ. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is K4OIM. My name is Walt. My location is Lake Bowen, up above Inman. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Traffic for the net tonight. Please call K4OIM or net control. Announcements or bulletins for the net. Please call K4OIM or net control. So now we will begin the roll call. And tonight, start off with the, I don't have anybody up on Echo Link. Yeah, I do. First, I'll take Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call K4OIM or net control. I have to wait in the radio a minute. I'll come back to Echo Link stations in just a moment. I'll go ahead and do our early check-ins, pre-check-ins. Anybody not familiar with this feature with the net, just go to the Brawler's website and click on pre-check-in and put your call sign and name and your location and click on whether you want it announced or not over the air, and that's all there to it, except you gotta click on check me in. And first of all, we got up W4FCM, that's Fred over in Traveler's Rest, and he brings along his wife N4IEI, Isla. Fred and Isla, I hope y'all listen tonight. Glad y'all could take advantage of the pre-check-in. Please try to do it any time you're not near the radio. And then we have N1DMV, David over in Simpsonville. And KW4TS, that's my buddy Jim over in Pelzer. Glad y'all could check in. And then W2MJB, that's Mark. He's another one of our net controllers. And he brings along his wife, finally home from southern Utah, KM4HTP, Wendy. And she is also one of our net controllers. And we're glad all you people could take advantage of the pre-check-in and get checked into the net. So, now I'll go back to Echo Link stations, and Echo Link stations only. Please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, North Carolina. No comment, no traffic. How you doing, Walt?
John, KN4RJN, used to be my neighbor up here in Inman. And he was one of our net controllers. John, I'm doing just fine. Couldn't be no better. I got that FT950, and man, I love this radio. And I'm just sitting here waiting for the bank to open at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning so I can go get some stimulus money and buy some coax cable and put a set of beams up. Glad you could check in, John. Anybody else on Echo Link? Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call K4OIM or net control. Showing anybody else right now. I had another station up earlier, but he disappeared. That was Steve. He'll probably check in or out. So we'll go ahead now and start the RF check-in. And tonight, being Tuesday, we will start with India through Lima. If the first letter... Ooh, let me get this one first. any new hams out there that's never checked into the net before and don't know quite how we do it, just don't be scared of that, Mike, and call K4OIM or Net Control, and we'll walk you through this thing and get you checked in. Look like we're going to have one wanting to check in tonight. I've heard some that got their license since the last testing session is over in Greenville. And I've heard them on here, and they intend to check into the net. And I tell them, go ahead, don't be scared. Get on here and get the mic, and don't be scared of it. All right, we'll go ahead with the regular RF section now. Beginning with India through Lima. If the first letter in the prefix of your call begins with I through L, please call K4OIM or Net Control. And when you do check in, please check in slowly and phonetically and with your name, with your call sign, name, and your location, and your intent to stay on the right, you or not. So, all right, here we go. Anybody out through L, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM. Please check in and out Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. That's KG4JIA. Dennis and Gaffney, good evening to you all on the net. 73.
Well, that'll do it for that group. Now we'll move it up to Mike through Papa. M through P. If the first letter in the prefix of your call begins with M through P, please call K4OIM or net control.
OIM. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. Name here is Fred, currently mobile in Piedmont. 73 to you and all the net. I will be negative to negative tonight.
OIM? Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
K4OIM, please check in. Whiskey 4, Mike Bravo Charlie, W4MBC, Larry in Greenville, negative and negative.
For OIM. Oscar 4, Oscar Lima Kilo, Steve and Greer, I'll be negative and negative.
A good start in that group. First we had KO4. Wait a minute. KO4 NH. That's Fred over in Piedmont. And then KK4 ONO, that's Miss Lorena. I hope your hip's healing up good, Miss Lorena. She brings a home along with her husband, KK4. DMW, Rick, and their daughter, KM4MOQ, Michelle, and they are all over in Piedmont. Glad all y'all could get checked in here tonight. And then we had W4MBC. That was Larry. He was over in Greer. And then KO4OKO, Steve. And he's over in Greenville. Glad what y'all could all get checked in with me here tonight. Anybody else, Mike through Papa, please call K4OIM or net control.
KO4OLK is in Greer, not Greenville.
Joel, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Uniform, Bravo Golf, that's KN4, UBG. Be Kevin, I'll be over here in Mountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is you, Walt, and everybody on net.
I'm Greer, but I abbreviated Greenville right under it, and they both look just alike. I'm sorry about that, but I got you straight there. And then we got KN4, UBG, that's Kevin. Like Tom said, I'm glad you on a different radio. Boy, that alternator noise on that other one was awful the other day, Kevin. Glad you could get checked in tonight. All right, one last call, Mike through Papa. Please call K4OIM or net control. Still ain't got nothing up on Echo Link. So we'll move it up to the next group. Quebec through Tango. If the first letter in the prefix in your call begins with Q through T, please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM. Good evening, Walt. Please check in Alpha Alpha 4 Romeo Mike, AA4RM. My name is Robert. I'm in Easley, and I'm negative and negative tonight. Good evening.
OIM. Check in Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
Just checked in. Come back again. I was still writing Robert down.
It is Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
For First we had K4UBG, Kevin, down there in Fountain Inn. Glad you got checked in. I think I done checked you in, though, Kevin. I'm sorry about that. And then AA4RM, that's Robert over in Anderson. He is another one of our net controllers. And glad you could get checked in, Robert. And then WN4S, that's Chris. You're sounding good over there in Lyman, Chris. Glad you could check in. Anybody else? Quebec through Tango. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Net Control. Not really clear what you're saying, but I'd like to check in. This is Kilo Oscar 4, India Sierra Golf, Kilo 4, ISG, Danny over in Gastonia, North Carolina, and 7-3 in the net. And sorry if I'm out of sequence, I can't really hear what sequence you're in. My bad.
You just check in anytime. Just so we can get you checked in here. That was KO4ISG, Danny, over in Gastonia. You might not have good receive, but you've got good audio coming through the repeater, Danny. Glad you could check in. All right, one last call, Quebec through Tango. Please call K4OIM or Net Control. I'm keeping an eye on this echo link here. Last week, it just didn't seem to want to work right for me on my cell phone, but nothing's up yet. All right, we're going to move up to the next group, Uniform through Zulu. If the first letter in the prefix of your call begins with U through Z, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Please check in Kilo Alpha 5 Whiskey Lima Lima KA 5 WLL Leroy Taylor's negative and negative. 7-3 to the net.
There we have KA 5 WLL. That's Leroy over in Taylor's. Glad you could check in. You may have this group by yourself, Leroy. Anybody else, you uniform through Zulu? Please call K4OIM or Net Control. Add it all to yourself, Leroy, unless somebody checks in through the big group you're in. So we're going to move it up to the next group, Alpha through Delta. If the first letter in the prefix of your call begins with A through D, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Bravo Delta Mike. That's Jim and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
Jim? Good evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David and Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing right out there. 73s.
I am. Mr. Walt, please check in. Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, Kilo 3 Juliet Oscar Yankee. K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Walt, and all on the net.
K4OIM. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative, and thank you for calling the net tonight, Walt.
Head up was KO4BBM, that Jim over in Taylor's, and then we had KO4AOW, that's a neighbor of mine up here, David and Inman. Glad you could get checked in, David. I thought I was going to be on a roll there for a while. I thought we was going to have to start a group instead of alphabetical order just for David's go. I've usually got a bunch of David's check in. And then we had KI4DOS. That's my buddy Gary over there in Easley. And don't forget to check in tomorrow night. That's when Gary calls the net, and he always has the swap net on. If you want to buy, sell, or trade some radio equipment, be sure and check in tomorrow night at 9 with Gary. And he brings along his pretty little wife, K3JOY, Joy, and they are over there in Easley. Thanks for checking in, Gary. And then W4DJW. That's Dave over in Greer. He's our net manager. And like we was talking the other night, Dave, about net control. After you get over the nervousness, it gets easier and it's quite a bit of fun. So, anybody else, Alpha through Delta, please call K4OIM or Net Control. A through D, please call K4OIM or Net Control. I guess that took care of that group. They better be somebody checking in on the second ship here in a little bit, or this is going to be a short night. So we'll make it up to the patient, moving on up to the patient group now. Echo through hotel. If the first letter in the prefix of your call begins with E through H, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Check in and out. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Golf, Alpha, Romeo. K-O-4-G-A-R, David, Clover, South Carolina, negative and negative.
We head up, K-O-4-G-A-R, that's one of the Davids that's always checking in, and David's down in Clover. You got a good signal coming into the repeater tonight, too, David. Glad you could check in. Anybody else? Echo through hotel, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Yeah, that group, that's usually a pretty good group checks in there in that group, but looks like you got it all to yourself. Before I open it up for the big group, I ain't got nothing showing on Echo Link, but I'm going to give a shout for them. Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call K4OIM or Net Control. Nothing heard. So I'll go ahead and open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Charlie Juliet Whiskey, name is Roland, and we're right here in Pickens with two negatives, and good evening to all fellow hams. Thank you.
Come back with that call. It was a little quick on the gun there, and I didn't get it.
It's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey, and we are in Pickens, and I'm basically a new one. I've only been on this for two or three times that I know of. Thank you.
4OIM. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. And 73 to the people on the net.
Please check in Kilo 4, X-ray port XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Oh, I am. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
Oh, I KI4LZI in the Mobile. Andy, Pickens, no traffic, no roundtable, just left our races meeting.
YM, please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening, Walt, to you and your family. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Pick my count up a little bit. First, we had K1, CJW. That was Roland. We're glad you checked into the net. We hear every night. Be sure and check in with us every night at 9 o'clock. Always glad to have you. And then we have KO4, JKQ, that's Duncan. He's sounding real good to be up in Asheville. Duncan, we're glad that you checked in here. And then K4XB, that's Tommy over in Southern Greenville. Tommy, we're glad you got checked in. And then KK4JBQ. That's Larry, and he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. They make their home in Greer, and they're always faithful about checking into the net. Then we got my friend, Andy, KI4LZI, out getting groceries. You sounded good tonight, Andy, in that mobile. Thanks for checking in, Andy. Then we got W4IOE. That's Sid up in Fletcher. And Sid has a net up there. He calls. Sid, you want to plug your net tonight?
Folks, it's on 146-640. It's on a 91.5. 8 o'clock every Sunday evening. And Walt, thank you for letting me do that. W4IOE.
Mark, I got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink station and EchoLink stations only. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee. Please check me in. My name's Larry from Simpsonville. I'm negative the negative tonight, and good 73 to you, brother.
This is KO4MWY, Larry, over in Simpsonville. Glad you could check in. Excuse me, Larry. But glad you could check in over EchoLink. One last call, A through Z. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie in 4HHC. Warren in Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
Right up W4HHC. That's Warren over in Taylor's. You're sounding good too tonight, Warren. One last call. A through Z, please call K4OIM for net control. Well, that was it. And I haven't got anybody up for write you or comments tonight. Have I missed anyone wanting to check into the net or stick around for a few comments? Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
For OIM, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Oscar Lima Kilo.
KO4OLQ. Come back with a name and a location, please.
Steven and Greer, and that last letter was Kilo.
Steven. That was KA4OLK, Stephen, over in Greer, my hometown. Thank you for checking in, Stephen.
previously checked in, but a question came up tonight. You guys always announced that in the event of emergency that this net would be activated. What does it mean to activate the net?